President Joe Biden has nominated Lloyd J. Austin III as the first black defense secretary. But U.S. senators from Connecticut are split on acceptance of Austin's nomination. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says there's an important 7-year buffer required before an ex-military leader can head the Pentagon. Austin retired as a general in 2016, so he needs a waiver from Congress to get around that requirement. Blumenthal says he thinks Austin is a great candidate, but it's important to ensure a civilian leads the Department of Defense.
My opposition to the waiver is not personal. It's a matter of principle, and I want to move on to the merits of policy issues that will confront you if confirmed.
Blumenthal was speaking to Austin at the Senate Armed Services Committee hearing this week. He also voted against a waiver for former President Trump's defense pick, Jim Mattis, in 2017. U.S. Senator Chris Murphy said in a tweet, Austin does not raise the same concerns of military control under Biden as former Secretary Mattis did under Trump. He supports a swift transition for Austin. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.